The Securities and Exchange Commission has gone from number 27 to number 6 over the past 5 years on the best places to work rankings. The agency has been named the most improved among mid-sized agencies for the last 2 years. Lacey Dingman is the Chief Human Capital Officer and Director of Human Resources at the SEC. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco what she and SEC leadership have done to improve employee engagement and how many of their efforts have really taken off in the past 2 years.
We focused a lot on our training and development programs. We've reached out to both the leadership and the employees to understand what their training needs are, and we've really brought a lot of those training opportunities to bear. In addition, we've had a multi-year effort to really push communication down, both from this most senior leadership, our chairman at the time, as well as just the division office directors and senior leaders, making sure that the information is flowing on what our initiatives are, how we are getting our job done. So that communication piece has been very big for us. And the final thing that we really focused a lot on was trying to make sure that we recognized our employees. I'm sure you're aware, but at the beginning of May is Public Service Recognition Week, and the agency has made it a concerted effort over the last 4 years to recognize that week. And we do an event each day that week. We get all of our senior leaders out in front of our employees. They thank the employees. We do several events to just recognize SEC spirit. But we feel that recognition is important. Not only do we do that week, but we also have our honorary award ceremony where we recognize cross-agency collaboration and really the efforts that are put in by employees on a day-to-day basis to meet our mission. And it's through those types of events that we let the employees know how much we appreciate all their hard work that they do for us.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that training piece that you mentioned, because I know that at least government-wide, the budget and the resources for training opportunities haven't always been there. And I wonder if, one, that's something that SEC's encountered, and then if so, how you've been able to get around that to address some of those training concerns.
Yes, you're right. Resources can be a struggle when it comes to providing training. And what we've learned to do is not only capitalize on the subject matter experts that we have within the agency. So a lot of our SMEs, the great talent that we've been able to bring in over the years, they reach out and they actually teach a lot of the courses that we offer. And when it comes to travel for training, what we've tried to do is push out a lot of virtual training courses. We've brought in technology that allows us to have a virtual training room. And so you still get that feeling of being in the classroom and you have the other colleagues to share in your knowledge with, but those have been some opportunities that have afforded us the way to mitigate the cost associated with training. But we still continue to be innovative in that area because we realize that employees need the appropriate training to be successful in their jobs.
And, you know, you mentioned that this is something that's been definitely a priority for you in the past 5 years or so. And then, you know, it's really been within the past two that you've started to see some of these things that you've done land. I mean, is it just something that takes time, or is there, are there specific things that you're doing that really have made these, you know, priorities take notice among some of the employees?
Well, we're lucky that we have built a pretty collaborative relationship with our union, which is a National Treasury Employees Union. And through the dialogue with them, we've also been able to help our employees understand that when we do take action, what we've done and the fact that we're going to continue to take the results seriously. I think that's why it takes a couple years for it to really get to a good place, is because you have to let the employees know that you are going to take it seriously, you are going to continue to work at this, and that it's going to take their involvement as well. And I think more than anything in the last few years, what you've really seen come to bear is the fact that the employees are just as engaged as management in trying to make this a great place to work.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the collaboration that you've had with NTEU. What were some of those conversations, some of those initial conversations like, and what do you think has come from those conversations?
Well, at the time, we took the presidential order on having a labor management forum seriously. And so while we had a body before that, we really brought the FEVs to that particular labor management forum and developed a process that we could all agree upon on how we were going to tackle the FEVs results. And that has really borne out in the fact that not only do we have a national labor management forum, but we pushed small labor management groups into each of our divisions and offices so that there's a collective effort across the agency, more of a grassroots, you might say, in each division and office working on the issues that kind of comes up to the national group. And it's because of that dialogue and because of that interaction model that I think the relationship has continued to improve, because issues are really brought to the table and addressed as soon as they possibly can be, you know, resolved.
And there was some talk among, you know, some of the panelists at the hearing today about you know, the idea that it, some employees might feel stifled or they might not feel, you know, empowered to bring their ideas to their leadership or to the table in general. You know, I'm wondering, you know, what you all think of that idea, and that's been a concern, what you've been doing to kind of address that challenge.
Sure. I think that is an issue when trust starts to break down between the employees and management. And what you need to do is you need to let them know that it's okay to share their thoughts and their views in a safe space. It's not going to be held against them, and that we're going to, you know, take it and make positive action on it. And so we've done that through the labor management forums, but in addition, we've also revitalized our alternative dispute resolution program. And that is a confidential, safe space for employees and managers to go to and have like a third party help them work through some of the challenges they're facing and to get those issues out on the table. So we've tried a multi-pronged approach to that because we realize that it just depends on the employee, it depends on the situation, but we do acknowledge that when trust breaks down, you've got to start to build that back up, and that can be done in a variety of ways.
Can you expand a little bit on how you've done that, you know, what those different ways have been?
So besides the CARE program, which is our alternative dispute program, we've also done a lot of team building workshops, and that's been done through our university, SEC University. And over 1,000 employees in our agency, which is over 20%, have participated in those team building workshops. And what that is it entails management and the employees of that particular group getting together, talking about particular issues, their communication styles, and depending on how many workshops they've done, it kind of evolves from there. And it's really driven by the employees and the managers and the issues that they're facing, but it helps them think about how they work as a team and how they can direct their efforts to get their responsibilities done.
I'm wondering what some of your next steps going forward are for this. I mean, I'm sure you've been pleased to see, you know, the progress within the past 5 and especially the past 2 years. But, you know, this year is kind of a unique one with the presidential transition and, you know, budget cuts and the hiring freeze were mentioned at the hearing. And, you know, I wonder what you all are doing to convey to the employees that, you know, this is still a priority. Things are still moving along, you know, as usual.
We definitely are not going to take our eye off of the ball. That's one of the things that we realized along the way that you just can't do. And we have an incoming chairman who will hopefully be with us in a couple of weeks. But our current acting chairman is just as dedicated to the workforce as our prior chair. And so we've been working with him. He's gotten out in front of the employees. He's done town halls. He's let them know that we're going to continue all the work that we've done so far to date. But we're also going to be meeting with our incoming chairman to figure out how he'd like to tackle employee engagement, because it's a leadership at the top mentality. And we want to make sure that we align with his priorities. But we're definitely going to continue a lot of the grassroots efforts, the labor management forum and the like, because we know it adds value and it's really helped us improve our results.
I think there was also some mention at the hearing that, you know, different times or transition year can also be sort of a spark to get the employees more engaged and involved in this kind of work. Is that something that you've all thought about as well?
It definitely is. And I think you want to continue to keep it interesting and innovative when it comes to these types of things. We are very lucky. A small group of our employees participate in Excellence in Government Fellows program that's sponsored by the partnership. And each of those cohorts are actually working on projects that can bring innovation to the agency. And many of them are projects that we've actually inculcated into our organization through the engagement efforts that we have. And so there's a couple of projects underway that I'm hopeful will bear fruit, and then we'll be integrating them into our engagement efforts in the next couple of months.
Can you give us any sense of what some of those projects are yet?
Sure. Just a little bit of a highlight is one of the things that we still want to focus a lot on is how we communicate with our employee base and we share information across the agency. And so one of the projects is focused around that and sharing expertise and knowledge and communication about some of our top priorities and projects that we have underway.
That's Lacey Dingman, the Chief Human Capital Officer and Director of Human Resources for the SEC, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. You can find more in the story at federalnewsradio.com.